Morning, everybody. Carl here. Welcome back to A Comedian Called Carl Drinking Coffee. This is my coffee. It's a, yes, not, these are some old Monmouth coffee beans I bought a while back and wasn't too keen on. What is all that noise? I think Hannah is unloading the dishwasher. In her condition, this is a disgrace. Yeah. I'm still waiting for my new round of roastery beans. So I'm on the old Monmouths, mate. You know what I mean? And they're a bit odd. I remember buying them. I remember chatting to the guy in the shop. Do you remember when you used to be able to go to shops? And I said, like, we would hit. I went, right, I've got a V60 kit at home, mate. Sort me through your beans. And then he taught me through a bunch. And I went, you got anything that's a bit more, like, you know, interesting? Something a bit different? And he goes, yeah, I've got something for you. And he told me about these ones. And they're just a bit, what's the word? Yeah, they taste weird. I don't know. I can't work out if it's nice or bad. Anyway, that's what I'm drinking today. I think my new delivery of nice beans will be arriving probably today, maybe tomorrow. So next episode, I'll be happier. What's going on? What have you been up to in the last couple of days? Lockdown has eased. It's clearly, places are feeling a bit busier. Obviously, what's going on in America is still kicking off. I saw a photo of basically the military just in front of the Lincoln Memorial. Isn't that mad? Like, it's just, you know, I know we all thought when old Donald Trump came to power that, you know, it would be a bit shitter than, you know, it used to be. But he's really, he's really not dealing with the issues in hand, is he? He's really digging his heels in. And obviously, you know, his support probably love it, didn't they? There'll be his support who love it, and there'll be them weird fuckers who are sort of Republican voters who come November will just hold their nose and vote for him. Historically, obviously, anyone who knows anything about the nature of voting will know that conservatives tend to hold their nose and vote better than people on the left. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, there'll be some fucking weird sort of right of centre, sort of contrarian types who'll be like, well, I can't bring myself to vote for a non-Republican candidate, so they'll vote for Trump, and it's like, are you mad? You know what I mean? Whereas the left, notoriously, would rather vote for some absolute nutcase independent than they would for a Democratic candidate who they don't like. Hence, you know, the conservatives have a similar appeal. You know, they can promote all types of pig fucking, you know, Etonian madmen, you know, who sit on hedge fund boards that profit from the destruction of the economy. And people will be like, well, you know, he's a very solid family man. And they'll vote for him. Whereas, you know, people on the left will split over which candidate has the closest to their very distinct political opinions. Alas, that is why conservatives do so well. Not just that, obviously, the fact we also live in a conservative country where people... despite what you'd think if you live in the metropolis that is London like I do and some other major cities, get out of the fucking M25, mate, and you see what this country's all about. It's conservatives. What am I talking about? Oh yeah. Yes, what I'm saying is it's still all kicking off. The old contrarians are kicking about sort of Black Lives Matter, obviously. That was to be expected. You get these melts who just will dive into going, like, actually, I thought it's all lives matter, right? And just, missing the point that you can actually discuss one topic for a period of time without having to always relate it to bigger, the global issues, or it's that sort of, that's why it's the sort of people that when they hear the phrase white privilege kick off and go, like, well, I'm not privileged. It's like, well, it's actually not about that, is it, mate? Anyone who's ever even considered just reading about it will understand that it's not, how do I say this? So I don't want it to sound like I'm sort of Captain Worthy. He was like, guys, actually, I've done the reading, let me report back. What I mean is, I'm just not a lemon, so I've managed to consider it. Privilege obviously is a massive spectrum of things, isn't it? We're all privy to some and not to others. But when people talk about white privilege, what they're saying is, particularly if you live in a white majority country, you gain, or you don't, it's not you gain from it, but what you don't do is lose from it, from being white, in terms of, like, just the racial element. So it obviously is a privilege. You know what I mean? I know that. I've got mates, I've been with mates who've not been let into pubs and bars by the bouncers because they're not white. And the bouncers haven't said that, but we know it. Do you know what I mean? We've, like, we've been walking into, this was like, I'm going back a few years now, but still, it's in the modern era, and I'm pretty sure it's happening pretty widespread. But we'd all be walking into a bar, and there'd be a group of lads in front of us, all white, 10 of them, no different in terms of behaviour, how they dress, whatever, all just walk in happy as Larry, and we would walk in. And it'd be a slightly more diverse mix of people, and they'd just stop my mates. My mate Dell used to get, I've seen him be stopped by bouncers a couple of times. Just, and they've just come out with some weird excuse as to why he can't come in, like about his jeans or something. And they've literally been the same jeans that everyone's wearing in the fucking pub. So when people talk about white privilege, that's all they're talking, they're just talking about that. They're talking about the fact that because you're in a majority in a country, you don't get profiled based on your race. You might get profiled in other things, No one's saying you've got sort of economic privilege or whatever. There's loads of different privileges, mate, but at the minute, this is the one that is being discussed because obviously what happened in America has lit the flame. So what I'm saying is, please don't be one of them fucking contrarian devil's advocates online going, oh, actually, I think you'll find I do not have any privilege. I was raised in a council flat, and now I own my own property and a second rental property. I've actually worked my way up without privilege. It's like, well, that's fine, good for you, mate, but that's not the one we're talking about in a minute. It's a bit of banging, isn't there? My neighbours are still having their roof done. Will that roof ever be finished? There was a massive street party where I lived last night in Harlesden. Police had to come and disperse it. It's quite nice. Obviously, I live in Harlesden, which is notoriously one of the most diverse neighbourhoods in the country. But basically, yeah, there was a massive block party. To end of lockdown, not end of lockdown, but they've now said six people can gather, all the, like, local youths decided to have a block party. Just, it was, it would have been a 10-minute walk from me, sort of the other side of Harlesden Centre, and we just could hear something was going on late in the evening, and then suddenly helicopters were circling, and apparently, yeah, it just escalated from a few people saying, like, oh, we're having a little block party, to, I've seen videos. If you go on Twitter or something and type in Harlesden, have a look at the videos there. It's like a festival. It's like Notting Hill Carnival or something. And it's just, I can't help but find it funny. Like, do you know what I mean? People, like, on Twitter, I saw videos of it and people were going crazy. Like, this is, we're still in lockdown. There's still a virus kicking around. Brent, the borough I live in, one of the worst hit by coronavirus in the country. And this is, there people are like, this is not the time for this. But I also can't help but think, come on, man, people have been locked up for 3 months. We're due a party. Just, also, it's a release of tension, and I know it's risky. I'm not saying you should do it. I'm saying I understand why it happened. It was all very peaceful. Police apparently got in there, sort of dispersed it. Considering there was hundreds and hundreds of people, if you look at the videos, there was one arrest. So that's a, that's not, that shows it was nice and peaceful. People just had to let off some steam. And obviously, we can now just keep our fingers crossed and hope there's no spike of corona cases from it. I want to go to a party. I want to go to a bloody street party. Although, I mean, it's almost 2 weeks till baby due date. It's currently 16 days away, and obviously that doesn't mean much. Could be early, could be late. But, I think I am aware that no more parties for me for some time. But it'd be nice to have a little cheeky little blowout just before. Maybe I'll, this weekend I'll have a few scoops. Years. I don't know. Oh, I did a practice. We did 2 nights of practice. What is, seriously? I think Hannah is. Is she doing arts and crafts in the kitchen? It's a lot of background noise today. Basically, I've got this doll which has got a little moustache drawn on it. I use it for a photo shoot for my Edinburgh show, which is obviously now sadly non-existent. And we just did a couple of nights of practicing what it'd be like to have a baby in the bed. Obviously, it'd be very different because the baby is alive and moving. But we use a little doll in the bed with us to sort of see what it would be like. Put it in the middle one night. That was fine. And then one that I did a practice run of it being on my side of the bed. And it was, and Hannah took a photo of me when I was asleep with a doll. So that, I'm sure, will be used against me 20 years down the line when she's divorcing me and leaving. Yeah, so it's quite funny. It was interesting though. I think I'd be able to be all right, be able to sleep with a baby in the bed if needs be. Right, what's that? 13 mins. I mean, arguably short compared to some of the recent behemoths I've been doing. This one is the length, just nice and short. Keep it tight, mate. It's Wednesday. Let's not fucking mess around. Keep your energy for the end of the week. Hope everyone's all right. Stay sane. Be good to each other. What's that? Be excellent to each other. That was the Bill and Ted's quote. Yeah, ma'am. Laters.